Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Together you got smooth drama. Smooth drama.
All right. Welcome to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word. And tonight, I'm going to be doing my K-Solo again. But it's all right, because I'm here for you and you here for me. So if you want to holler at me, 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. Holler at me and I will holler back at you. I promise. I think. Anyway, yes, happy belated Halloween for those of you who indulge in that day for the devil. I mean, you know, you being Christians and all, and devout Muslims, that whole day dedicated to the devil. Shout out to all y'all who was out there doing your thing, getting your kid candy and all that other stuff, especially here in the Bay Area, where it seems there was a parent who was going through their kid's candy, found a small bag of methamphetamines, because I guess it ain't too early to get them started. Like, you know what? Y'all don't need no suckers. You don't need no Snickers. I got some meth for you, baby. This is the good stuff right here to get you started early. You know. And I guess they called police and they were trying to find, it's in Hercules, California, a little small place in the Bay Area, giving out that meth. So I guess all you meth heads, I guess you're upset. You could have got some free meth that night, but you sold it out by not going to Hercules to trick or treat. And I can tell you, there were a lot of grown people that are out there trick or treating, and it's kind of sad that your old ass is out there trying to get some free candy. I mean, I get it. You know, you want some candy. But when you got a beard and mustache, come on. You ain't got a lie to kick it. Just go say you want some candy. You be showing dressing up as something else like you wasn't old. Trying to put a mustache over it and a beard over your beard and mustache. It's kind of pathetic. I just want you to know. And shout out to everybody in Hercules that's passing out methamphetamine to the kids. The devil would be proud of you. I know I am. Not. And I guess apparently, holding on to it, there's imitation is the greatest form of flattery, where there are some people, well, there's a guy who attacked the police with an axe. I guess they had watched some of them Halloween movies and was like, you know what? Other people shoot at the cops. Some people try to make the cops OD. I'm jumping out of them with an axe. But what made it so sad, and you know, I try not to play the racial Olympics, but I do anyway. And unfortunately, it was a black man that had an axe. And apparently, this is something that has happened in New York and D.C. now. I guess axe murdering. You watch Freddy Krueger, Jason, Michael Myers, and like, you know what? I'm bringing the axe back. Or maybe they watch that stupid commercial that's on TV, which is actually kind of funny, where they say you make stupid decisions in horror flicks, where the girl is like, why don't we get into the rented car? And the guy's like, no, we should go hide behind the chainsaws. Yeah, that's a good idea. So, yeah, I guess they watched that and was like, you know what? I'm just going to start attacking people with an axe. Because the guy, I guess he threw the axe, or he tried to hit the officer with the axe. Axe murderers. That's gangster. Now, I mean, we talk about thugging and who's a gangster and all that. But I'm just going to say, I'm going to make it official. You ain't gangster if you ain't pull out an axe on the police. Anybody can have a gun. Anybody can, you know, just shoot off in all kinds of directions, killing everybody. You have an axe? You saying, yeah, I'm real with mine. What? So that's what this brother was doing. And I guess the police have increased their vigilance for their safety amidst these recent attacks in New York and Canada. Canada. They got folks attacking folks with axes in Canada, too. All right. That's what it is. I'm so proud of you, Canada. You done stepped up, and you being violent just like the United States. It's a beautiful thing, and it's not a beautiful thing at the same time. And speaking of not a beautiful thing, if I'm Jamaican, there's a Nintendo they're trying to push some kind of device where they're going to watch you sleep, and then they're going to help you improve it. Because I guess Nintendo is investing in your health, and so they're inspiring Nintendo's health focus, and they want to also redefine the company's definition of entertainment, because there's nothing more entertaining than watching somebody sleep. I know I wouldn't want that job. I guess if they was going to pay me to watch people sleep, and there are people who actually want to a sleep sensor, and supposedly it's a QOL sleep sensor, and it's from some medical firm called ResMed, and they're just going to watch you sleep. It's going to focus on how well you sleep. And I guess this is an increasing market where there's these so-called fitness trackers, and you're going to be able to watch folks sleep. Now, I don't know about anybody else, but the fact that you're going to have strangers watching you, I mean, are we really at the point where you're inviting folks to stalk you in your own house voluntarily? Technically, it's not stalking, but still, I'm inviting somebody into my house to watch me sleep, allegedly, because I'm guessing they're saying no one's going to be watching. It's just a computer watching. You'll put something on and it'll be able to check your sleep and your heart rate and blah blah blah. But at the end of the day, you really want someone to watch you, and you're gonna pay for somebody to watch you. Whoo. That's where we at. Folks are going to pay other folks to stop them. What is the world coming to? It is scaring me. Really, really scaring me. And I'm going to say this. If you actually buy that, you are a loser. I'm just going to say it and mean it, unless you're trying to sue me. And if you're trying to sue me, I didn't say you were a loser. I was just saying it in general. And if it hurt your feelings and you're signing, you're trying to sue me, to hell with you. Anyway, there's another thing that would make you a loser. There's supposedly some toy that will allow your kid to post selfies on Facebook. And I'm wondering, why would babies be posting selfies? Because if your kid is on Facebook, you are a loser. And when I say a loser, I'm saying if you have a Facebook account for your kid, it's one thing you want to show relatives pictures of the kid, whatnot. But if you're buying a toy to take pictures so that it can be loaded up on Facebook and your kid can, and you training your kid to do that, and you're teaching your kid that type stuff. Your 2-year-old is just posting selfies. You probably gonna grow up to be a horrible parent. I'm just saying. I'm speculating. I could be wrong. Teaching your kid to do selfies could be the new revelation of the future. It's like, bam, my kid know how to do selfies. What? What can your kid do? I'm like, well, hopefully not throw up on me and can use the bathroom while you teaching them how to do selfies. I hope you teaching them how to potty before you teach them all this foolishness. Newborn fame. That's the toy. Because I want my child to be a celebrity like you want your child to be a celebrity. No, Nintendo. And all these other toys. What are these kids going to do? And you adults letting it happen. You got the little toy with the Facebook logo and the Twitter bird, and it's hanging above your crib, taking pictures and video, and automatically just show it up on Facebook and Twitter. And you know, pedophiles don't like that type of thing. Just staring at your kid, just laying there with its smooth skin. See, I can't even play like that because that sounds kind of creepy and it feels creepy, me even joking about it. But if you think about it for a second. All this access that you're giving folks to your kids, when you do that, it's probably not a good idea. Somebody will argue with me, but they would be wrong. I promise you, you'd be wrong. Because anytime you want to do something like that, and it's involving your children, and you don't, and it's sad, you gotta think about pedophiles and other folks like that, even though this sounds innocent. But I'm guessing. All right. Welcome back. Sorry for the technical difficulties beyond our control. It seems I was disconnected by my good people over at Skype. I love you, Skype. No, I don't. And with that, I'm going to take a short break so we can fix these technical difficulties. This is Sean Price. Bye-bye. Or something like that, to that effect. Yo, yo, what up, man? This your boy Preacher, and you tuned in to SmoothDrummer.com. All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama. That was Sean Price. Bye-bye. But we're back, so we're not talking about bye-bye. But technically, we are. I know some people have heard about Brittany Maynard, the woman who was dying. She was diagnosed and a fatal disease and was like, you know, I'm terminally ill. I don't want to go through pain. And so she opted to have the physician assistant suicide. And so she ended her life. Now, you know, there's a lot of people out there who are back and forth on this. There are people who oppose it in any form for religious reasons. And then there's, well, mostly it's for religious reasons. You don't want people to kill themselves, whatnot. Or, I mean, because there are a whole lot of legal implications, because you can say someone was forcing someone to kill themselves, or you can say the government is trying to talk folks into killing themselves. I mean, there's all kinds of ways you can play it. But at the end of the day, this is just an individual who used her own free will and was like, you know what? I don't want to go through a whole lot of intense pain. Just let me go out. And that's it. And I respect it. I think it takes a lot of courage, obviously. Because the thought of ending your existence. But at the same time, the thought of being in pain for the remaining part of your existence here on Earth and having no control over what you're going to do. I mean, this is on her part an avenue where she can take control and go out with dignity and not have to be a burden to family and friends and prolong it. I mean, I get it. It's sad that anyone would have to go through that, but I get it. What I don't get is actually somebody else who was going through that free will process, but not going about it the right way. Megan Holting, who allegedly tried to force her way into someone's, well, she didn't force her way into her. She broke into her husband's friend's house and I guess allegedly, which means it happened. Allegedly, she started sucking his dick. You know, he woke up and saw who it was and was like, yo, what are you doing? And this is a woman out of Texas who, you know, she tried to perform fellatio upon him, suck his dick, whichever one you want to call it. And she was in there and jumped on top of him, dressed only in her underwear. And then she put it in her mouth. He ordered her to leave. She was like, no, I ain't leaving. I am sucking your dick tonight. He called the police. And bam. Yeah, she's still being held in jail. And she was arrested. You know, she had been arrested for theft, assault, public intoxication before. So I guess that's what she do. Just break into your house, try to suck your dick. I mean, I'd be curious to see what the fellas thought about that. If you woke up, someone broke into your house and they're trying to suck your dick. I mean, is that rape? I mean, is it? I mean, it's rape because they're taking it from you. But I'd be curious to see. I mean, because I know there are some dudes who be like, man, I wish that could happen to me. I would take that all day, every day. You know, I'm guessing there's probably there's probably a substantial part of the population that be like, yeah, I will leave my window open all the time in Texas if she's gonna break in and do that. You know, lock the door when you finish on your way out. I'm just saying, it's different. You know, because, I mean, and I guess that's the double standards here in society, because you'll have a lot of people. I mean, because obviously it's terrifying for a woman. You wake up and there's a guy in the bed with you, and he has straddled you. But then on the other end, how many guys would love to be straddled by a woman? But at the same time, it goes back to the stereotype how people always congratulating the guy when he's hitting the youngster, when he's hitting the teacher. But when the older guy is hitting the girl, he's the worst guy on earth. Like, it's the same thing. Last time I checked, you know, is taking advantage of someone who's not quite on your level. But I guess it's neither here or there. I just think it's funny, that contrast. And speaking of contrast, Adrian Peterson, he got a chance to plead no contest to a lesser misdemeanor charge of reckless assault in Texas also. He pled to a Class A misdemeanor, which comes with 2 years of deferred adjudication. Say that again. A deferred adjudication, which means basically he's free. And he also received a $4,000 fine and 80 hours of required community service, which means he'll just go sign some autographs somewhere for a couple weeks, and then bam, he's straight for something that I don't know. I mean, I get it. He shouldn't have hit the child that hard. And I think that's something that you can learn a lesson from, and it may not necessarily be malicious intent. Now, I've talked about this before. I mean, a man disciplining his child, I mean, he can go overboard. I get that. And you definitely want to protect the kids, because kids shouldn't have to go through that type of abuse. But, I mean, in this situation, I mean, he's suspended and all that. But this 2 years of deferred adjudication just means it's going to go away quietly. And he paid his $4,000 fine and do his community service and be a hero again. Because you know how we love our football and basketball players. I don't know. I don't think that I thought it was that big of a deal, because people whip their kids all the time still. And actually, I was talking about that this weekend. You know, whooping versus not whooping. Some people for it, some people against it. I mean, me, I won't say I have evidence that corroborates a lot of these shootings and all this other stuff are because kids aren't whooped. I won't commit to that. But I'll say it is amazing that you have an overabundance of kids who just don't listen. Now, whether or not it's because they have been disciplined, I don't know. But it's kind of out there. It's kind of out there. And speaking of kids not listening, and historically about beatings, whatnot, there were some students who actually had a thing with their teacher. I guess apparently they didn't want to be called African American for little girls, and the teacher decided to tell them, a substitute teacher in Illinois called them the N-word after they asked not to be called African American. Now, this is at J Stream Middle School in some town called Carroll Stream, and it was during the 8th grade social studies class, and Mia Thompson, one of the girls, said they asked the teacher not to call them African American since none of them are from Africa, and the substitute teacher replied, she said, it's a politically correct term. And then she said, well, back then you guys would be considered the N-word. And the kids are like, what? Excuse me? That's not, you know, it's not correct to call us that. And she's like, well, back then that's what African Americans were called. Which is true. Now, allegedly, the teacher used the N-word several times over the 80-minute class period. And, you know, the mother, after the shock and hurt, and I'm angry, it's a new world, and the people of the past still hang on to hatred and bigotry, and that doesn't belong in this world anymore. And I get that. I hear it. But at the same time, you know, the world we live in, people love using that N-word. I mean, I swear, I can't stop talking about it. I'm Mr. F the N-word. So, I have my opinion of it. Hold on a second. We got a caller. Caller, you're on the air. How you doing?
Hey, what's good, man? Sure, I'm doing pretty good at the improv, celebrity impersonator.
All right. You got questions, something you want to talk about?
Yeah, no, I just wanted to say, what was the topic about? Somebody had beat a kid or something?
Well, we were talking about Adrian Peterson there for a minute, and I was just talking about how maybe the lack of discipline that's going on nowadays could be a direct connection to not beating your kid.
Oh, yeah. Now, you ain't supposed to beat them. You are supposed to let them know you the parent or whatever, but now you ain't supposed to beat them.
So what do you do? You got kids?
Yeah, I got a 2-year-old.
All right. So do you spank them or you give them time out? What you do?
Yeah, I spank them and let them know. And look, now you can't be acting crazy doing all that, because what it do, like, if you don't show them right now what they're going to do, they're going to wait till y'all get in public, then they're going to make you shame.
Okay. So you agree with spanking the kid, because you started off the conversation by saying, hey, don't beat your kid.
No, I ain't saying you're supposed to beat them. But you are supposed to, you know, let them know, give structure, you know.
Right.
You can't just let them, because if you don't handle them, they gonna handle you in public.
True, I agree with you. I mean, I know for me, as a father, I would just have to look here, you tripping. If you trip one more time, and I gotta look at you again, you know what's gonna happen.
Yeah. And what the craziest thing that people do when you try to train them and somebody else be saying, oh, don't do that, oh, don't do that, all right, it'll be the same people turn around a few years later that they be saying, well, you should have whooped them, or you should have, well, you just said, no, don't do that.
Right.
But they come on your house and tear it up, now you got a problem.
Yeah, I've seen that quite a few times where you'll go to someone's house and you see their kids acting a fool, and they're embarrassed, and I'm like thinking to myself, yeah, my kid is never going to do that because he already knows he won't make it home.
Shoot. Yeah, I remember my mama, man. My mama used to, it looked like my mama was so bad. Whenever I used to kind of act up, look like heaven and earth being passed away, and she'd still be standing there with the belt.
Right.
But hey,
I want to say, caller, thank you for calling in, and feel free to call in again. I love hearing
right,
from
you.
Hey, what's your name, man?
This is M-Proud, the celebrity impersonator.
All right. M-Proud, look forward to hearing from you again.
All right, man.
All right. All right. So, you know, I mean, that's generally how most black folks feel about it. And just like I was talking about the kids not wanting to be called the N-word. And it's funny because it's different now. Because we're talking about, you know, it's that term of endearment. And they don't want to be called African-Americans because they're not from Africa. Which, I get that also. I mean, nobody else uses the hyphen. And, I mean, we've talked about that on the show. And we'll continue to talk about it. Nobody else uses the hyphen but us. I mean, I don't acknowledge it. I mean, because I really don't acknowledge the word Africa because it's named after some guy, Leo Africanus, who I hate giving him props because he's the guy that defeated Hannibal. And I just don't want to give conquerors, imperialists, any kind of power whatsoever. But that's me. And that's a story for another day. At another time, because I'm a hater like that. And on that note, we're gonna take a little break here. We're gonna go back in the day since we talking about discipline and whatnot. We gonna just go back in the day to one of my favorite films, like Crooklyn. Just the Crooklyn Dodgers.
Drama slide. We don't want no problems, bitch. Get your name in the obituary column, shit. Yo, yo, what up, man? This your boy Preacher, and you tuned in to SmoothDrummer.com.
All right, all right. Welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word. That was the Crooklyn Dodgers off the soundtrack from Crooklyn, which was Buckshot, Special Ed, and Master Ace, one of my old school favorites, and one of those old school movies that helped ruin the date that I was on, because, you know, I took a young lady out to see the movie. Thought, yeah, it's a nice little movie. Go to the movie, take her back to the house. We can hang out, get a little kissing and stuff in. But the movie ended up being so sad. It's like, yeah, I wasn't in the mood for anything but taking her home and spoiled milk. Anyway. Most people know today was election day. We had the midterm election, I guess you want to call it that, for people who are into midterms. Most of us hate them. If you went to school, midterms suck. And I guess apparently Republicans have taken the majority. Not that it matters, Republican, Democrat. To me, they're all the same, just a different logo, different name. Yep, this side is fighting to screw you over. And this side is pretending to fight not to screw you over. That at the end of the day, you still bending over and not getting no lube. But good luck. And I hope your vote counted. If you disagree with me, 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. We can talk about it. Once again, 347-826-7435. I mean, obviously, on the local level, and let me preface this by saying that I don't diss voting on the local level, because obviously on the local level is where the most change can be affected. I mean, your councilman, your mayor to a certain extent, and your governor, they kind of directly are supposed to represent you, and they're close, and they should represent your concerns in your district. Now, I've stated this before in the past, presidential elections, we really don't control those. That has nothing to do with us, because once again, until I get that invitation for the Electoral College, I don't know. And I have yet to meet anyone, and I've known thousands of people who have voted, and none of them have gotten an invitation to the Electoral College. Don't even know where it is. I mean, I'd like to study there. Maybe see if I can get my AA or my BA. The Electoral College. but speaking of silliness, as once again on the Racial Olympics, a black man, and I'm like, brothers, please, you hurt my heart when you do this, because you make the Racial Olympics really, really even. When you do this stuff, Zachary Torrance, he robbed the subway, and he said that he robbed it because he said the Jared diet, it hadn't worked for him, so he wanted his money back. You know, and for those of you, those three or four people, well, I'm guessing probably more than three or four people who don't know, Jared, that guy who went from 425 pounds to 180 pounds with a daily diet that focused on, you know, a couple of sandwiches that he purchased at Subway. And he's in all the commercials talking about transformation. So I guess Mr. Torrance thought, you know, if I do the same thing as Jarrett, although I don't know if he's necessarily 425 pounds, and I don't know if he ate two low-fat sandwiches every day. But he said that when he robbed it. And, of course, he robbed the place. He has on no mask. And they got cameras in there. I mean, you know, you can't really do too much on Earth without expecting to be filmed. I mean, there's satellites. I mean, if you've ever gone to Google Earth, you'll know that you put in your address, your house, apartment, it all comes up. So I mean, they're taking pictures constantly, and if you just happen to be there, you're in the picture, in the film also. And this dude, who is currently in the Jefferson County jail on $250,000 bail, he's suspected of robbing three other subways in Birmingham, Midfield, and Adamsville, Alabama. And he's going to be charged for those robberies at a later date. And I saw the picture in the article. He's a black guy. Stop it. I'm trying. I mean, I do have a choice on what I report, but that's so retarded. Robbing the subway, because I didn't lose weight like Jarrett. Maybe you should have probably ate the same sandwiches as Jarrett. Huh? And not the ham sandwiches. Just saying. Leave that narcotic alone and you'll be all right. But I gotta play my racial Olympics and talk about scientists who I read this article and I couldn't believe it, but I can at the same time. There are scientists who wanted to pinpoint when humans had sex with Neanderthals, and I'm like, so Neanderthals weren't human? What were they? They were extra, extra hairy humans. Anyway, Dr. Janet Kelso, who is an evolutionary geneticist who led the computer-based analysis of the genome that stated that Neanderthals, about 7,000, 13,000 years, you know, they lived about 50 to 60 thousand years ago, and that's when the interbreeding occurred, I guess, somewhere between 37,000 to 86,000 years ago, because that type of stuff is important to y'all. And, you know, here at Smooth Drama, we want to report and talk about stuff that's just also important to you. And I know the caller that called in, the people listening, and me, myself, we want to know when we mix with the Neanderthals. We want to know. I wonder why you researched that and what does it matter. And so does that mean if humans and Neanderthals are different, and Neanderthals weren't human? So if you were one of those people who allegedly left the continent and you migrated out and you had sex with these interbred with these Neanderthals, non-humans, does that make all those descendants like Neanderthals, non-human? Is that what that is? don't know. I just think it's funny that folks are actually looking into that. Like, we really care. I don't care. I never have and never will. But there's one thing that I do care about. Comics. I'm what I would self-describe as an alpha nerd, you know, someone who likes to read. I'm into the quote-unquote nerd stuff. I'm into comics, drawing and writing and reading them, and was fortunate enough to get to hang out with my homie Jamil at the Kamikaze in L.A. And what was funny, got to hang out with a couple of the other professional homies. And, you know, we start getting into philosophical nerd talk, which can get a little intense because, you know, we talk about stuff that most folks don't care about, like comics and why this hero did this, why this fictional character did that. And it's amazing how it comes out. Because we can sit there and debate for hours. What makes this character awesome? Who wrote this character and made him awesome or her awesome? Who made this character terrible? You know, who had a character that was dope and then just tore it down and made it awful? I mean, we debate that type stuff. Because it's Comic Con, it's Kamikaze, it's a convention where we're all about our fictional characters. Now, the point also, you'll have a lot of people, including myself and others, who will complain about how the two majors, Marvel and DC, treat so-called minority characters. Now, I've always thought there are some characters, I'll just say Luke Cage, Power Man in particular, with the tiara and the yellow shirt and the blue tights with the chain, is kind of stupid, retarded, but playing that racial Olympics. I mean, you want to see a character that looks like you. I mean, I think it's kind of obvious, you know, folks identify with people that look like themselves. Not as a racist thing, but as a thing where, hey, you like to see your image. You like to identify with yourself in a positive way. Like, yeah, we can be heroes too and be heroic. And you'll have characters that reflect that. But see, in a lot of these instances, you'll have independent creators like myself, you know, who create characters filling the gap that most folks claim the majors don't fill. But as I've seen at these comic book conventions, you'll have people who will, if you're so-called minority creator, will, you know, I just say black folks in particular, will just ignore you because it would be implied that because you're black and you're a creator, your product is vastly inferior. You have no connection with that person because obviously they're doing something that's inferior, whereas Marvel and DC will do something inferior, but you'll support them even though it's inferior, and it's infuriating all at the same time because they'll create a character you like and then proceed to make that character so silly and treat that character so unrealistic, even though, yeah, none of them are real. But the point is, if you're going to create the character and create situations, it shouldn't be like, you know, we watch TV and you see the black character and they can't have more than one. When the second one shows up, one got to die. You know, it's like clockwork. It's like, okay, well, we got an extra one of y'all. We can't have more than three. So now the new trend is you have two. But I'm getting off track here. Yeah, my point is, if you're going to complain about something and you seek the alternative, truly seek the alternative. Don't talk about it if you're not going to be about it. Because, I mean, what happens is these characters from alternative folks like myself, they become famous, and then you want to jump on the bandwagon, which kind of sucks because there are a lot of folks who are doing quality work and should be supported because we're basically doing it for you. Just a thought. We're doing it for you, not only for us, but for you, because we recognize you want to see yourself positively also, and so do we. And on that note, I'm Mr. F the N-Word. It's a smooth drama. Shout out to everybody listening. Shout out to my callers. Feel free to give me a call. Email me. Holla at your boy. Peace.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth
drama.
Smooth.